Lac La Biche, Alta. There's a new set of traffic lights in the Lac La Biche hamlet at the Beaverhill Road and 91st Avenue intersection. The lights come 35 years after the community's second set of lights at the Main Street ATB intersection, and 40 years since the 1982 installation of the community's first set of traffic lights at the Squirrelies intersection on Main Street. The newest lights will address current and future traffic volumes in the area, said Jihad Moghrabi, the county's communications manager. The new lights are part of an overall upgrade at the intersection, which has included new turn lanes, curbs, new paving, and the replacement of overhead power lines with more aesthetically pleasing underground utilities. The total budgeted cost for the work was pegged at more than $1.6 million. The work was also said to be in anticipation of a new Tim Hortons restaurant that was to be built on the commercial property adjacent to the intersection. Although turn lanes and paved access approaches into the commercial property have been included in the municipal road upgrade, the Tim Hortons project has recently been delayed by developers due to higher-than-expected construction costs. The current commercial area houses a fuel station, liquor store, and the Fat Unicorn Brewery and restaurant. Portions of the property near the intersection are owned by Lac La Biche County Mayor Paul Rutov. The new traffic lights are scheduled to be operational after a 7-day testing period which began last week, Moghrabi explained. If all goes well, they will set to flashing mode, and left in that state for 7 days for the burn-in period. After the burn-in period, the signal system will be fully operational, by October 12, say municipal officials. Know the right lights. Motorists and pedestrians traveling in the area will also benefit from some learning time, say local police. Going from a two-stop sign intersection to a full traffic light-controlled crossing will require some patience, awareness, and maybe some education, says Chris Clark, Lac La Biche County's manager of enforcement services. During the phase in time, Beaverhill Road traffic will be approaching a flashing yellow lights. That means motorists can proceed with caution through the intersection if the intersection is clear of pedestrians or vehicles. East-west traffic along 91st Avenue will be facing a red flashing light during the phase-in period, meaning they must come to a complete stop and only proceed when the intersection is clear. With new infrastructure, Clark said motorists and pedestrians must also prepare for disruptions. In the case of the traffic lights, if none of the lights are operating, the intersection becomes a four-way stop. In the event that they are not flashing and have no power, they will need to treat the intersection as a four-way stop, in all directions, he said. Lac La Biche RCMP Const. Cassandra Calverley says local police will be monitoring the intersection. For residents not familiar with new traffic signals, she offered a link to the Alberta Transportation's online guide for motorists. Lac La Biche officials say public safety has been paramount in all aspects of the roadway change. We wanted to provide safer intersection traffic control, both for drivers and pedestrians. It was very important to us, said Moghrabi, referring to more than a year of planning that has gone into the project, after initial traffic impact assessments were completed. More lights. With the arrival of the new traffic and pedestrian lights, the existing pedestrian crossing lights at the 91st Avenue intersection will soon be repurposed to the 94th Avenue crossing on Beaver Hill Road. Other upgrades and additions for pedestrian and motoring safety are expected in the area, says Moghrabi, in response to increased community calls for lights and traffic control. We're also planning pedestrian crossing signals across Highway 881 at the Yonge's Beach Access Road and 881 intersection, close to County Center, to join the walking trail system. That work will most likely happen in 2023. In Alberta, a fine of $388 can be issued by police to a motorist running a red light. Failing to properly stop for a red light can bring a fine of $233. Both offenses take 3 demerit points off the offender's license. Demerit points remain in effect for 2 years after the fines are paid. With files from Rama Dalmar.